Loving Lord, as we turn to your word, and as we allow your spirit to speak to each one of us, enable us to discover something more about your love and what it means to be a follower of you. And we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Do please sit down. John's Gospel, and particularly chapter 6, is a chapter that's worth struggling with. And every time I read it, I find something different or a slightly different understanding of myself in it. I just want to focus on two things in it before we move on to that well-known reading from Ephesians. The first is that we know throughout Jesus' ministry on earth, he never shied from getting people to think and to say hard things to them that they had to grapple with. He often explained them to his disciples, but he put people into places where they had to think. What would it mean to follow him? And we read this morning in John's Gospel that the people who were following him, the many disciples, when they heard him talking about the bread and the wine being his body and flesh, they said, this teaching is too difficult. Who can accept it? And they wandered away. His challenge was then to the disciples, the 12. He said to them, do you wish also to go away? And Simon Peter is so human that so often he got things right. He said, Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We've come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. And I think that's amazing. And hopefully that's something that each one of us can say and reflect. Who can we go to? You, Lord, have the words of eternal life. We've come to believe and know that you are God's Son, the Holy One. And in many ways, reading from Ephesians 6 enabled us to work through how we live that out in our day-to-day life. And it's a well-known passage, particularly if you've come up through Sunday school, because no doubt, if you did, you remember drawing pictures of soldiers and swords and breastplates and what have you. But Paul, a bit like Jesus, often used imagery that was common and around. And for him, at this moment, he was in prison. And the chances are, he would have been chained by the wrist to a soldier. So he had a soldier by him in armour. And so he immediately had something to, as God spoke to him, and share the message with us. Something that he could relate to. And what I hope this morning, and that I remember to do it, of course, is that as we go through, and look very briefly at each of the elements, there'll be a space for you to just reflect and see what that means and think about what it means for you in your own journey with Christ now and the challenges for the days ahead. So the first thing that's mentioned is a belt. And belts have two uses, don't they? They're either there for decoration or they're used there to hold something up. Or hold your tunic in, or your trousers up, or your skirt up. And there have been many examples over the years where belts have failed. To delight or horror of people around. But it's a belt of truth. Truth about who Jesus is. Truth that he is the Son of God. And the belt also, if it's used properly, gives people freedom. And as we've discovered that love of God for us in Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension, it has changed and will continue to change our lives. The belt of truth will enable us to become the person, the people that God wants us to be. But we need to know that truth and believe that Jesus is our Saviour. He is the risen Lord. even when we go through times of doubt. Just think about that for a moment. The breastplate of justice and righteousness. We are seen, others see Christ in us as we live out our lives to his glory. And sometimes we don't always get it right. We don't stand up for what we believe is right. We don't stand up for fairness for all. But we know that God is a righteous and justice God, and wants us to reflect that in our lives and all that we do and all that is happening around us. And we do it in all sorts of different ways. For many of us here, it'll be through donating to the food bank and through various charities. For others, it'll be in different ways. Perhaps belonging to an organisation that campaigns for both justice and fairness. It might be that we go down the route, or have been down the route, of being a counsellor or something like that, or even thought about a member of parliament. And we forget sometimes to pray for people like that. Because if they're where you want, God wants them to be, they're there fighting for the best for all people, righteousness and justice. If we have the right footwear, we can do almost anything. If you've got the right footwear, you can climb up a mountain, assuming the rest of the body will go with you, of course, and you're not scared of heights. Right footwear, and you can wade through puddles, through mud. Right footwear, and you just go walking wherever you like. The wrong footwear, and your feet go out of sync. And I know it's true for me and for probably others, but actually it's that challenge when one of your feet arches drop, is how you rebalance yourself. Because I found unless I do, then I struggle. And when we have got living out the gospel in our lives, it's a gospel of peace. And when we're walking with Christ, he will take us where he wants us to go. He will enable us in our day-to-day life to share the good news of Christ. Not bombarding people with it, but sharing it in a natural way. The gospel of peace. The gospel that brings joy, comfort and peace to people in all sorts of circumstances. And often we won't even realise it. The shield of faith, which can withstand everything that's thrown at it. In the old days, the shields were made in such a way that if anybody shot arrows at it with far over light, the shield would quench it. And it's our faith, our trust in God, that's going to enable us to live out our lives. And we don't know what is going to be thrown at us day by day. And sometimes we don't know how to react. But if we have that trust, that faith, even when times are difficult, we'll get through, even those times of doubt, if we hold on, because our basic faith and trust. And we will get through, because God will be with us. And we face so many things in our world today, don't we? We have to work through sometimes what is true, what is not true. Should I be looking at that or not? And social media has so much to we have to grapple with, don't we? How we word things, how we read things. And so often when I'm writing emails, I usually start by saying what I really want to say, and then I put it to one side, Because it's fatal if I send it, it will cause more problems. Then I have to go back and revisit and think, what is it that I actually want to say? How do I say it in such a way that will help others, hopefully, in some ways, as well as challenging them often? So we need to hang on to our faith through the most difficult times as well as the easy times. Sometimes I actually think when we're going through a difficult time, it's sometimes easier when everything seems to be hunky-dory. The helmet of salvation. We know that Christ died for our sins, rose again, and was ascended. But salvation is not just a one-off. It's continuing. We're continuing being renewed through Christ. The earth is continuing being renewed. And we need to be assured of our forgiveness, of our love. As we go through those difficult times, perhaps despair, illness, or whatever. What does salvation mean to us? And how do we see it working out in our own lives, day by day, as we grow closer to Christ? All the bits of the armour that Paul has mentioned so far are there to protect a soldier. And what we've heard about, what they mean for us, truth, justice, righteousness, peace, gospel peace, faith, salvation, are there to enable us to cope with all that goes on. We sometimes forget, for it's just very common, and we know it when we read the Gospels, and for Paul's time. That whole thing where people really believed in evil powers, in spiritual dimensions in the world. And we all recognise those evils. But it's that whole mixture. Nothing is perfect. We have to put ourselves in a place where we are trying to walk in the love of God in the best way we can. And we can be conscious of things getting at us. Be conscious of things that don't sound right. I was intrigued with the news yesterday where I was talking about the yacht that capsized off the coast of Italy. And the headline of the news was manslaughter charges are being looked at. It hit the headline. But actually, when you read details elsewhere, that was just one of the things they were going to investigate. It wasn't definite. It was one possibility, along with shipwreck and other things. And it's so easy to grab one thing, isn't it? and I think that is true. We've seen it right across the board, haven't we, with so-called influencers on social media. The number of followers they have, followers who don't just believe what they're saying is true, we might be because it suits them. And our challenge is always to think, is it true? What are they saying? How do we go about our own lives in light of knowing that that is out there and people are responding to it? And so we're given the sword of the word, which is knowing what God says in his word that will help us day by day to know what is right and what is good. How do we work through how we live our lives, what we watch, what we listen to, what we take on board, and above all, what we challenge? And lastly, Paul reminds us to pray in the Spirit at all times, to keep alert, and keep going in prayer, not just for yourself, but for everyone around you, so that we can all be ambassadors for him. It's not just when I want something, it's not because I feel ought to first thing in the morning, or last thing at night, or whenever, but it's making the effort to engage with God in prayer, talking to him, growing to know the love of Jesus better, so that we are equipped as his witness, both individually and as a church. And may the Lord just bless us as we continue to ponder on his word.